With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Truth.
Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens. How are you doing? This is Samuel Tolley. Today on Trusting the Truth, the topic, protect the children. The children are our responsibility. God gave them to us, not the government. Unlike Hillary said some time ago about it takes a village to raise a child. Well, maybe. But it takes a God-driven family structure to raise a child right. And in America right now, the family is under enormous attack. And our children are the subject of the attack. You know, back in the 30s when Hitler came into power in Nazi Germany, there were many people my age that Hitler knew very well that he was not going to be able to convert. But they started instituting programs to get to the children. And that was 1932, I believe, when he got into power. By 1939, with another 7 years of indoctrinating children. Besides the younger people, the younger adults that were indoctrinated. So he had a vast array of people ready to do his bidding. And of course, it threw the world into World War II. That is not the kind of war or situation we're concerned about in today's episode. We're concerned about what's happening with our children here in the United States. And since our country has fallen away from a biblical worldview, you know, some people get the idea that, well, we took God out of there, so we'll make everything more pragmatic. But if you remove something, something else is going to fill the vacuum. And this secular humanism, which is basically a sidetrack of demonism and the devil, has filled that track. And it's filled the track to the point now we're having this ongoing battle for our children and the souls of our children. All kinds of things, from puberty blockers and mutilating our kids to having men pretend to be women and entering female spaces. And we have people, mostly in the Democrat Party, that line up with this stuff, that accept this sort of nonsense. We just recently had a hearing in the Supreme Court. I believe it's the state of Texas, us trying to keep puberty blockers out of minors. I mean, as a minor, you can't buy cigarettes. As a minor, you can't buy alcohol. But yet and still, they're trying to say that minors can alter their sexual identity, not just mentally, but physically. And if minors are subjected to any kind of sexual transformation of their body organs, it'll never come back. I believe they said that a child's brain isn't fully developed until it's 25. So how in the heck is a 5 or 6 year old going to tell you that they are not what they are? Some boy thinks he's a girl, or some girl thinks she's a boy. And therefore, we're supposed to go along with this child's thinking and mutilate this child. And we have government beings that are supporting it. Besides the fact our medical and psychological and psychiatric foundations have stepped aside from their responsibility. So we just had this Supreme Court hearing. And in this hearing, two of the liberal justices had some interesting things to say. One of them, I believe it's Ms. Ketanji Brown Jackson. This woman, remember her. She's the woman that once said she didn't know what a woman was when she was going through her confirmation hearings. And I always wondered, how could a person not know what they are? And how are you going to govern people if you don't know the difference between a man and a woman? Look at what she had to say about whether children should have sexual puberty blockers.
You know, as I read the statute, discriminatory because it applied to both races and it wasn't, you know, necessarily invidious or whatever. But, you know, as I read the statute here, the case here, you know, the court starts off by saying that Virginia is now one of 16 states which prohibit and punish marriages on the basis of racial classifications. And when you look at the structure of that law, it looks in terms of, you can't do something that is inconsistent with your own characteristics. It's sort of the same thing. So it's interesting to me that we now have this different argument, and I wonder whether Virginia could have gotten away with what they did here by just making a classification argument the way that Tennessee is in this case.
Yes, I think that's exactly right, that there is absolutely a parallel between any law that says you can't act inconsistent with a protected characteristic and in all other contexts.
Let me tell you what Ms. Jackson or Ms. Brown Jackson was alluding to. She was talking about the fact that in the 60s, there was a law in Virginia that forbid marriage between people of different races. So she's trying to equate stopping or not giving children puberty blockers with preventing people of different races to get married. I mean, it's amazing to me. This woman that doesn't know what a woman is really shouldn't be on the Supreme Court in the first place. That's another story. But she's going to equate preventing children from permanently mutilating themselves with when this state wouldn't allow people of different races to get married. There was a case in Virginia that she was talking about that these people left. This man and this woman, I believe the man was white and the woman was black. They left the state of Virginia because they couldn't stay married there. And then eventually they went back or whatever happened where it finally got straightened out where you can marry whoever you wanted to. But, you know, right now, any adult can butcher themselves if they want to. Any adult. But we're talking about the children. The people we are supposed to protect, the people that don't know better. I mean, if little Johnny likes playing out in the street because it's more fun, we're not going to let little Johnny play out in the street because he might get ran over by a car. little Johnny can't drive. As a matter of fact, they wouldn't let little Johnny drive a car because he's too young. But yet, we're arguing at the Supreme Court whether children can mutilate themselves or inject cross-sexual hormones in themselves. I mean, this is something that shouldn't have to go to any court. Common sense should take care of this. And we as parents and still rationally minded humans in this nation need to get control of this situation. Because I don't care what Ms. Jackson says or anybody else. It's ridiculous. And we shouldn't have to deal with this. Now, she wasn't the only one. This other lady on the court, she wanted to compare it with taking aspirin, Sotomayor. I want you to listen to what she had to say.
My friend's arguments with respect to the alternative approaches is pure policymaking. That, as Justice Kavanaugh recognized throughout his questioning, they cannot stand up here and say that if these alternatives were imposed, that there would be no detransitioners. So they cannot eliminate the risk of detransitioners. So it becomes a pure exercise of weighing benefits versus risk. And the question of how many minors have to have their bodies irreparably harmed for unproven benefits is one that is best left.
I'm sorry, Counselor. Every medical treatment has a risk, even taking aspirin. There is always going to be a percentage of the population under any medical treatment that's going to suffer a harm. So the question in my mind is not, do policymakers decide whether one person's life is more valuable than the millions of others who get relief from this treatment? The question is, can you stop one sex from the other, one person of one sex from another sex, from receiving that benefit? So if the medical condition is unwanted hair by a 9-year-old boy who can receive estrogen for that, because at 9 years old, if he has hair, he gets laughed at and picked on, and his puberty is coming in too early. But a girl who has unwanted hair says, or wants has unwanted breasts, or a boy at that age, can get that drug, but the other can't. That's the sex-based difference. It's not the medical condition is the same.
This is ridiculous. Who is going to give their 9-year-old son estrogen if he starts going through puberty at 9? Who in their right mind would do this? Or their daughter is starting to develop breasts. So what are you going to do? Give her testosterone or something to try to slow it down? All of us normal people went through puberty at whatever stage it kicked in. That's just a fundamental part of being a human. And by the way, the founding fathers never talked about dealing with anything other than men and women. These people in the Supreme Court that are doing these mental gymnastics because we have a society that has decided to start mutilating itself and call itself making another form of humanity. They need to wake up and they need to recognize that the Constitution that they are supposed to be defending pertains to men and women, nothing else. And we're going to make equal rights for an entity that doesn't exist is ridiculous. We need to talk about the reality of what's going on. We have mental illness or demonic activity. We need to deal with the reality. And grown folks have a choice. Or if they're really mentally ill, maybe we need to consider having places to place people like that. But if they are somewhat rational people and they are past the age of consent and they want to butcher themselves or inject themselves with cross-sexual hormones, so be it. They need, if they're old enough to understand what they're doing and want to do it, then do it. But don't subject us to it. I mean, our society is so crazy that in the state of California, they outlawed, now I'm not a smoker, but they outlawed menthol cigarettes because they said it's bad for you. And yet at the same time, they're telling us that we can't have separate sections for boys and girls as far as clothing. Yeah. This, I mean, you talk about nanny state, stupid. Look at this.
Get this. The Attorney General of California, Rob Bonta, just announced that holiday shoppers should spy on department stores and report any business that doesn't have a gender-neutral toy aisle. These businesses will face fines from the state of California of $250 to start and $500 for repeat offenders. California, you've gone even crazier since Trump got elected.
I mean, this is so wild. Like I said, on one spectrum, we're trying to say to the Supreme Court, hey, these kids should be able to make all kinds of weird life-changing decisions. But on the other side, we're sitting over here telling folks, no, you can't tell your kids anything. Let's look a little deeper into this California story. There was an article, a publication called American Wire, where it states, California AG urges holiday shoppers to rat out stores without gender-neutral children's sections. California shoppers are being encouraged to rat out businesses that don't comply with radical gender ideology for kids. And an outrageous example of how authoritarian Democrats, that's the key word there, have come to cultivate a culture of snitches. The state's Attorney General, Rob Bottas, is urging people to report stores that don't have a gender-neutral children's section. Meaning, when I was growing up, you go to the boys' section or you go to the girls' section. Sometimes my parents take it to the store and I'm over at the boys' section looking for my stuff and my sister's over at the girls' section looking for her stuff. We can't do that no more in California. Okay. The insane call to mobilize battalions of dutiful squealers was highlighted by one social media user who posted a video informing people of Bota's instructions that were buried in a press release warning about holiday shopping fraud and scams. I just showed you that video. You know, it reminds me of during the COVID thing when they want you to report people that weren't wearing a mask. Let's continue. Get this. The Attorney General of California, Rob Bota, just announced that holiday shoppers should spy on department stores and report any business that doesn't have a gender-neutral toy aisle, she began. These businesses will face fines from the state of California of $250 to start and $500 for repeated offenses, she said. California, you've gone even crazier since Trump got elected. Of course, that's what we heard. The user, also shared a link to Bota's website with the press release. Other ex-users reacted to the radical left-wing prosecutor's efforts to deputize busybodies and activists to bring holiday hell to businesses. It's bad enough that California is one of the highest tax places in the United States, but they're one of the most nanny places too. However, if you want to butcher your child, California is the place to go. Matter of fact, if you live in another state that forbids you from butchering your child, you can go to California and they will protect you. Even if you are a parent and are crazy as hell and want to take your child to get it butchered, whereas the other parent who's a custodial parent in a foreign state says no, you can go to California and they will protect you so you can go mutilate your kid. Does your department store have a gender-neutral children's section? BOTA's office asked. As of January 1, 2024, large retail department stores that sell childcare items or toys must maintain a gender-neutral section for these items. Childcare items. Clothes. Not just toys. You got your Barbies and your G.I. Joes together. And you got your little pink frilly stuff and your boys' jeans together. Because they don't recognize gender. They don't recognize God and our responsibility to be able to show a boy how to be a boy and a girl how to be a girl. Under AB 1084, I wonder who wrote that. Probably my least favorite state senator, Scott Wiener, but I'm not sure. A gender-neutral section for these items. Under AB 1084, retail department stores that have physical locations in California and 500 or more employees across all California locations. So that's going to take care of Walmart, Target, all the department stores, all the big retailers, Costco's, all the places that most people will shop because, you know, the larger the inventory, the larger the store, the larger their ability to amass items, selections, and lower prices. Must maintain gender-neutral section where a reasonable selection of the childcare items and toys for children that they sell must be displayed, regardless of whether these products are traditionally marked for boys or girls. See, this is satanic. This is anathema. But this also shows where the church in California is asleep at the wheel, where the Christians have put up with more garbage and they continue to. By requiring large retailers to maintain a gender-neutral section, AB 1084 makes it more difficult for these retailers to engage in gender-based pricing discrimination, ha ha, and reduce the imposition of gender stereotypes on children. Pricing imposition? So they mask this by, we're going to make it even. But they don't make it even for girls when they put boys on girls' teams competing against other girls. Okay. The statement reads, if you do not see an adequate gender-neutral production section in a large retail department store in California that you believe is covered by this law, you may take pictures, document, and file a complaint with our office. The Golden State, rusty, not gold anymore, may be plagued by rampant crime, but BOTA is truly showing his priorities and they aren't in the best interest of California residents who are being poorly served by the left-wing extremists in their government. That's my home state of California, crazy as hell, and going there and dragging all the kids with it. It's hard to protect the children when you put up with nonsense. And nonsense is what is really going on in this country. And it is being promoted mostly by the Democrat Party. Now, our responsibility, like I said, is to protect the children. It's always been our responsibility. It has never changed. And unfortunately, many people in the Democrat Party do not recognize that that's our responsibility. Some people are starting to recognize it a little bit. And I'm wondering, is because they're starting to lose elections or because they're losing money. Now, there's this one guy who just recently posted something from CNN, and he was talking about how Democrats need to pay more attention. While he's still taking a swipe at Trump. Listen, take a listen to this.
I want to ask you about an op-ed that you just wrote in the Washington Post. You've been in the news a little bit recently. You wrote the op-ed after the reaction to a statement that you had made that you would have concerns about your daughter playing sports with transgender girls or women. And you talked about the backlash against that, and you said in this op-ed that you'd be getting calls actually of support from Democrats. Here's a quote. They were simply glad that a fellow Democrat would violate the moratorium on speaking our minds. It's the last part of that quote I want to ask you about. What is this moratorium on speaking your minds that you feel that Democrats have?
Well, we seem to have a set of liberal litmus tests. And if you don't meet those litmus tests, then you're not even allowed to share your opinion. I mean, this is the attitude that a lot of Americans feel the Democratic Party takes to the entire country. If you don't agree with us, then not only are you wrong, but you're a bad person. And these things are not up for debate. So I gave this example of transgender women in sports. It's just as one of many issues where we're not even allowed to have a debate. And many Americans are turned off by that. They say, why would I want to be a part of a party where my views aren't valid? They're not even up for discussion. The definition of a majority party is you actually encompass the majority views of Americans. And a lot of people feel the Democratic Party is out of touch right now. So if we want to start winning again, we've got to start embracing more ideas.
I was tempted to call this op-ed tough love, but it's more just tough. I mean, there's not a lot of love in it, frankly. You have another quote in there that says, this should have been an easy election for Democrats.
It should have been. And you'll hear every excuse in the book right now in Washington. There's a lot of denial in the Democratic Party. Oh, you know, incumbents across the globe were losing, or we didn't do as badly as the president in the House, for example. I mean, every excuse in the book. And the reality is we've got to look ourselves in the mirror and say, we lost. We lost across the board. And we got to make some changes if we want to start winning again.
Do you think Trump is right about stuff? Is that what you're saying here?
What I'm saying is that Trump, despite his sort of twisted morals and unconscionable beliefs in many cases, is able to tap into Americans' real fears and concerns. He's able to give voice to them. And when we deny those fears, for example, when we just said, oh, there's no problem at the border, or don't worry about inflation, it's going to go away. When we just deny those fears, then people are not going to trust us. We need to be trusted as honest brokers. And that means you're willing to have a debate about some of these issues, not just shut people down if they disagree with your point of view.
As I said, some of these comments have caused a bit of a stir around the country and in the Commonwealth. Are you worried about being primaried?
I probably will be primary. And that's great. That just proves my point, is that you can't speak a sentence that's out of line and not get backlash from the left. But that's okay. This is a democracy. I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to give voice to the concerns that I hear from the constituents that I represent. And I'm going to keep doing that.
Well, there we go. So it's interesting. Obviously, he's trying to walk through the tulips. He doesn't want to give Trump any credit, although he said Trump has voiced the concerns. But then he also says that, you know, you have to just walk this straight, narrow line with Democrats. You can't say anything wrong about the policies, about any of this stuff. You just have to go along with it. And we need to listen to the concerns of the people. In other words, he's trying to say, this stuff is crazy as hell, and we're trying to act like it's normal. So he can see it. He's just trying to figure out how does he keep going. And then he says, I'm going to get primary because I dare to step out. He will probably succeed in his primary because he's got enough sense to see that the way they've been going is ridiculous. And, you know, his kids, he don't want them competing against dudes if he got daughters. It's just common sense. It's just normal, rational, reasonable. But the Democrat Party, led by the present administration, doesn't use common sense. They're on that radical agenda. And on their way out the door, they're still trying to promote that radical agenda. There's nothing changed on them. So we as have to endure this, and we've been enduring this thing for almost 4 years now. Matter of fact, there's an article that just came out recently, Independent Journal Review. It says, Biden administration cuts big check to activists using schools as recruiting ground for LGBT family therapy program. Now, that's not, and this is dated December 7th. That's not therapy trying to straighten out their misconceived ideology. That's therapy thinking otherwise. It says here, a Michigan group received federal funds for a family therapy program that instructs parents to affirm their children's gender confusion and enlist public school districts in the effort. Well, there's many public schools right now that won't even tell you your children has gender confusion because, number one, they sell the confusion just like they have drag queen story hour for little kids. And number two, they don't want you to know because they don't want you to jump all over them or straighten out your kid. But this administration through this whole 4 years has been pushing this nonsense. A lot of people forget that it didn't even just start with them. Before the Trump administration, remember, it was Obama that ushered through, Obergefell, whatever the name is, that trial in the Supreme Court where they destroyed marriage between a man and a woman. When he lit the White House up in rainbow colors, where he made a transgender bathroom in the White House, where he, in fact, instituted males being able to go into female restrooms and schools. So let's not forget, this stuff started before Joe. Joe just put it on steroids. When Trump tried to get rid of it, during his administration, the administration where they was giving him all the hell, a nearly $1.3 million federal grant awarded in early 2024 to Arbor Circle, a resource center that offers counseling and support for youth 10 to 18 who identify as LGBTQ, states that Kent County and Ottawa County school districts will partner with the organization to promote its supportive assistance for families and LGBTQ plus youth safety program. Promoting this stuff, not getting rid of it, it's promoting it. Matter of fact, in California, it's against the law to counsel your child if they're having gender confusion. They want them to be subject to pedophiles and homosexual activity and live the perverted lifestyle growing up. Arbor Circle's safety program provides LGBTQ identifying youth and their families with counseling and support programs that aim to reduce rejection and behavioral risk, according to the grant description. Reduce rejection. That's why, like, they have this law, I believe, in New York City or in the state of New York, where a business could be fined $25,000 if they refuse to use the proper pronoun for a person that says they are what they obviously are not. They want us to violate what I think is the Sixth Commandment, by lying. Oh, the emperor has clothes on when we see the emperor's butt naked. The challenge faced by youth who identify as LGBTQI plus and their families in the larger Ottawa County community have continued to grow in scope and visibility. Ottawa Area Intermediate School District, instead of just teaching them how to read, write, and arithmetic, our regional school health and equity consultant Stacy Seals wrote in a letter, families of the LGBTQI plus identifying youth need more comprehensive array of support paired with a stronger community voice for these youth to ensure services to be flexible and inclusive. I think I've read enough of this. I think you get the point. Is this what we want for our children? Is this what you want for your children? Do you want your child to grow up and one day look like this? See, I say, this is not, like I said, there's no such thing as transgender. There isn't. There are people who mutilate themselves. There are people who are mentally ill. And there are people who are trying to promote debauchery because they are just inherently evil. There is nothing redeeming in that picture. Nothing. It's all sick. And, you know, it just brings you back to Sodom and Gomorrah. Is this what we're raising our children to be? You know, the body of Christ has to stand up to what is right. We were called to be light instead of darkness. We were called to present a holy and righteous foundation for the children God gave us. You know, in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 21, it says, "You shall not give any of your offspring to offer them to Moloch, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord." Now, the offering of Moloch was a time where people would take their children, their newborn, generally the firstborn, and sacrifice it to this pagan deity, which in fact was a statue of this, a bronze statue that was also a furnace. And they would lay their newborn child on this furnace and without any emotion, watch it burn to death. And this was your sacrifice. And by doing so, you were looking to get good crops because it was an agricultural society and have more children in the future. God never told us to do that. And we profane God's name by not looking after our children, by sacrificing our children, whether it is to Moloch or to the LGBTQ community or to any of these demonically inspired governments or entities that will promote things that are antithetical to a biblical worldview. Christians have to stand against evil. That's what we're called for. It says in Psalms 127, 1 through 3, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors, for he gives to his beloved, even in his sleep. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." Great societies, Roman society. Oh, there was no thousand-year reign of the Third Reich. All fall and crumble when they give up God. And the United States will be no different. I believe the Lord has given us a temporary reprieve. We, the body of Christ, need to get on our knees first, pray to God, repentance, then action. We need to stand up for what is right, reject what is wrong, and be prepared for whatever the consequences are. We're not here for an indefinite period of time. We're here for just a while. And then we're going to spend eternity. I got news for some people, particularly my atheist friends. Everybody will live forever. Everybody. All of us. The good, the bad, and the transgender. The only question is, where will we live forever? Will we live forever in the presence of God Almighty? Or will we live forever separated from Him in torment and gnashing of teeth? The Christian has no excuse. You have the Word of God at your disposal. You should. You have no excuse. You need to know this. You need to understand this. And you need to obey it if you're going to be God's child. Let's continue here. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children. And the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. An inheritance is not just money, property, and things. You need to leave, we need to leave our children an inheritance of righteousness, of honor, of respect to their fellow man, and most of all, to God Almighty. If we're not raising our children in the fear, like it says, in the fear of the Lord, there is a strong confidence, and his children will have refuge. If we're not raising our children in that fear, according to Proverbs 14:26, we're allowing them to be bait and fodder for the enemy. We are supposed to protect our children. Like I said, it's not the government's responsibility. God gave those children to us. And God expects us to raise them properly and to protect them. Grandchildren are the crown of old men, and the glory of sons is their fathers. Proverbs 17:6. You know, I don't know any grandparents that don't love their grandkids. Everyone, you know, I mean, obviously sometime when their kids get older and they get stupid, as many of us do, I was no exception. It's harder for them. But the wise grandparent, they're praying for them kids, and they're waiting for them to come back into the fold, to get back on the narrow path. But as a grandparent, we're supposed to keep that narrow path open for them. We're not supposed to throw them on the wide road of destruction. Encourage them to go on that wide road of destruction or meet them on that wide road of destruction. We are supposed to be on that narrow path, waiting for them on that narrow path, praying for them on that narrow path, and keep that path clear for them. When the Lord moves in their heart and they come, and we're supposed to stand against evil all the time. No compromise. No matter who it hurts. No matter what friends we may lose. Because, like I said, we're only here for a temporal time. And while we're here, we're supposed to be light and salt. And we answer to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So if you're more concerned about hurting your friends' feelings, or losing your friends by telling them the truth, then they're not really your friends. Because you're going to tell people the truth because it's going to help them. And you're going to stand up what's right for these children. Discipline your son while there is hope, and do not desire his death. I know people that they thought it was a good idea to raise their children as their friend. I remember my youngest son. I don't know the circumstances. But, whatever it was, he got mad at me and said, you're not my friend, or I'm not your friend no more. Some stupid stuff like that. Kids say stupid. I said, I ain't your friend. I ain't never been your friend. I'm not going to be your friend. Now, I couldn't explain it to him then because he was too young. But once he became an adult and he's doing his own thing, then we can be friendly. I'm going to always be his father. There is a hierarchy. But now he's living his own life. He's his own man. He's doing his own thing. And I can't treat him now the way I treated him when he was a child, when he was in the molding thing. Just like we are the clay for the Lord, our children are the clay for us. We're supposed to mold them or raise them in the admonition of the Lord. And they get to an age where they're older, that clay starts getting hard. You can't mold them anymore. You might be able to chip a little bit on the edges. You might be able to finesse some stuff. But more than likely, the wisdom and the knowledge through life, they will come to you if they respect you. And if you raise them in the beginning the way you should. Many of the things that kids reject from parents comes back to them when they're adults. And it's fascinating to watch your child or my child raise their children and start implementing some of the same procedures that were implemented on them. So if we raise them, we discipline them, we correct them, we can help them avoid death, according to Proverbs 19:18. But if we try to be their friend, and we just let them do whatever they want to do, then we're encouraging them to walk that wide road of destruction, which leads to nothing but death and destruction. So, did I miss one on the other side? Let me see here. Let me get back. No, I already did that one. Okay. So, Proverbs 6:1-4, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. During this topic, I'm talking to fathers and mothers. I'm not talking to the children, hopefully. But I'm putting that information up there as far as the children. Children are going to obey parents based on how the parents raise the children. And so, father, like I said, we don't want to provoke our children to anger. Provoking them to anger is not the same thing as disciplining them when they are wrong. And it's best not to discipline them in the middle of our anger. We need to be tempered in our discipline because our discipline is about correction. It's not about revenge. It's not about quelling the anger that their actions brought upon us. But it's about highlighting the error that they made and correcting them so in the future they can avoid making that error again and other ones as well. That's why it's important for us to have a biblical worldview when we're raising them, a biblical worldview when we're living our own life, and by instilling that biblical worldview in them, they will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and the nonsense that we just discussed in this video. Because the enemy like the Bible says, is like a roaring lion looking for whom he can devour and ask what he wants. So I got one more question I'd like to ask you. Why? I always love the question why. Why are we in this mess we're in right now as a society? Why do we even have to discuss if a male is a male and if a female is a female? Why do we have to fight with seemingly normal human beings about keeping males out of girls' locker rooms, off of girls' track teams? Generally, it's usually boys that's gone south. Girls go crazy too. There's many of them that have cut off their breasts. And why would our daughters want to do that? Why? Why are so many in the church, supposedly in the church, that's supposed to be Christians, not standing up for the fight? There is a fight, folks, that we're in. We're supposed to be in the fight. Why? Why does it seem like half of this country has gone south? And I'm not talking about below the border. I'm talking about mentally. I think the reason why is because the church is absent of its responsibility. Many of us are happy to just go to church, mind our own business, wait on the rapture, look for God to just take us away. What if there is no rapture? What if we have to go through the tribulation, go through more sacrifice? Then what? I think the Christian's job is not to sit around and wait on God to move. The Christian's job is to pray and to move now for God as he directs. David didn't sit around with the sheep when Goliath and all the Philistines was out there making all the Jewish soldiers shaking their boots. No, he got up. He went out there. He grabbed some rocks. He asked God, and he got to work. Elijah didn't stay away from Mount Carmel. He went up there and dealt with them folks. When the servant of Elisha was scared to death because of all these soldiers around where they were, Elisha asked God to show him there's more of us than them. Gideon had 300. He had thousands more, but God told him to send it back because it was too many. The church needs to move. The church needs to seek God and move. Why all this is happening? Because we have been apathetic and we've allowed the enemy to seize ground that he has no business seizing. And no matter what the enemy does or is going to do, we know full well that we've already obtained the victory in the Lord. The worst they can do is kill us. Like I said earlier, we're all going to live forever anyway. Depends on where you're going to live. So really, we shouldn't have to deal with the wise anymore. We should have to deal with the get off your butt, get on your knees, ask God for direction, and get going. That's it. Think about it. It's Sam Tolley, and I'm out.